Good morning. Before I get started, I want to say thank you to everybody who came out last Sunday evening to our drive-in service. We actually had a bluegrass gospel sing-along, I guess you could call it. Had a really, really good time. We're already planning on doing another one. But of course, what we're going to do this time is we're going to wait for a little bit cooler weather. It got hot. So be on the lookout for that. We'll probably do that in maybe October. Have some fun, get some people together, some singing groups. We'll have a really good time. Now, I never set out to create a sermon series over the last couple weeks, but it looks like it's turning out that way. If you recall, 2 weeks ago, I spoke about including God in on your planning and your purchases and your decision making. Last week, I explained that there are times when you're seeking God's guidance in those areas, in the planning and the decision making, in your purchases, that God tells you to wait. This morning, I'm going to stay on topic, but I want to take a look at what it means to hear from God. And what I'm getting at is, when you're doing that planning, when you're having those decisions that you need to make, when you're looking at a big purchase, and you're praying about it, and you're waiting to hear from God, what does that sound like? Are you hearing from God? Are you recognizing God's voice when He speaks to you? It's very key, it's very important for us as believers to understand, to recognize God's voice. You see, I hear people say all the time that they say, Donnie, I want to hear God's voice. I want to hear God guiding me. I want to hear God directing me. I want God to tell me what to do in those times of decision making, in those times of planning, in those times of purchasing. But it never happens. It never comes. I don't hear from Him. We're going to talk about that this morning, and actually over the next few weeks. I've titled today's message, Hearing God. And I actually call this part one because I've already started to work on next week's message. So I know there's going to be a part two and possibly even a part three. Let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for that, that we can hear from you, that we do hear from you. Lord, thank you for that opportunity not just to pray, but to also to sit quietly, to wait patiently, and to hear from you for that guidance and that direction in our life. My goodness, I don't know where I'd be or how to even get through a day without that guidance, without that direction. Lord, I ask you to guide us today, direct us today in this message, guide and direct the people that are watching or listening. Give them what they need to hear. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn with me to Isaiah 28:23. Isaiah 28:23. Another small verse to kick us off this morning. If you remember last week, the verse that we started off with was very short and very blunt. Well, we're going to do the exact same thing this morning. Very short and very blunt. Let me turn that phone off before I get a call right in the middle of this message. Isaiah 28:23. Isaiah is speaking here. He's speaking on behalf of God. He says this, 28:23. Listen and hear my voice. Pay attention and hear what I say. That's it. That is our verse today. Isaiah is an Old Testament prophet that is speaking on behalf of God. That's what prophets did. They spoke on behalf of God. God spoke straight to them, and then they relayed that to the people. So God's telling us we need to hear His voice and pay attention. You know, there's Christians today who believe that God does not speak to us anymore. They argue that God only spoke to people in biblical times. And that now that we have a complete Bible, God communicate is limited. His communication is limited to what we read strictly in the Word. Now, some others believe that God doesn't really speak at all. He just gives us free will to make all our own decisions, to make our own planning, to make our own purchases without any guidance. Well, I laugh at that. Because, you see, the reason people believe that God doesn't speak today is not because of what the Bible says. Nah. It's because they ain't experiencing it. They haven't experienced God speaking to them, therefore God must not speak at all. They in turn interpret the Bible through their experiences rather than interpreting their experiences through the truth of the Bible. I'm going to say it again. People interpret the Bible through their experiences rather than interpreting their experiences through the truth of the Bible. Amen? Just because you have not heard God speaking to you the way God spoke to people in the biblical times, in the Bible times, I want to talk about it audibly, if you actually hearing a voice, does not mean that God's not speaking to you. Hear me out. If you are a believer, if you have prayed the sinner's prayer and you ask God to come into your heart, you have the gift of the Holy Spirit and He is communicating straight to you. He is communicating God's Word straight to you. It should be the norm for Christians to hear from God. In fact, we should be expecting it. Listen to what Jesus said to the religious leaders. Jesus said this to the religious leaders in John chapter 8, 47. You don't need to turn there. He says, "He who belongs to God hears what God says." Well, don't we belong to God? Aren't we God's children? He who belongs to God hears what God says. Jesus spoke these words to religious leaders who knew the Bible backwards and forwards. Heck, they had it memorized. But they didn't know who God was personally. They didn't know how to recognize God's voice. They didn't know how to recognize when God was speaking to them because their hearts were far from God. Like those religious leaders in Jesus' day, we can know God's Word in the Bible backwards and forwards and yet miss out on what God is saying to us through the Holy Spirit because we don't know how to recognize His voice. Happens all the time. Turn with me to John chapter 10, 1 through 5. John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John chapter 10. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. Now, Jesus is speaking here. So what I'm reading, Jesus is saying. John chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. Here's what he says. "Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought them all out, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus is not talking about sheep. He's talking about us. Jesus depicts himself as a shepherd and us as the sheep, the flock. He says a key phrase there beginning in verse 3. Let me read it to you again. The second part of verse 3 says, the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. Now, I don't know if you knew this or not. Sheep aren't very bright animals. They're not. But they're still able to recognize their shepherd's voice, and they follow him as he leads them to safety. We don't have to be smart to follow Jesus. We don't have to be intelligent to follow Jesus. We just need to be able to recognize his voice and then follow where he leads us. You know, my son, he's 13 years old. He'll be 14 here in just a few weeks. He's getting older, getting taller, his voice is dropping. It seems like just yesterday, my wife and I were bringing him home from the hospital. If you were put Austin in a large crowd and he yelled out for me, if he yelled out, Dad, I would know him. Why? Because I know his voice. I have a relationship with him. I've got to know him. I talk with him daily, and not only do I talk with him daily, I listen to him daily. We have an interactive relationship. You see where I'm going with this? The same is true with our Lord. The closer your relationship is with the Lord, the more you're going to be able to recognize his voice. There's an author by the name of Henry Blackaby. He writes a book. The book's title was Experiencing God. In his book, he says this, if you are having trouble hearing God speak, you're in trouble at the very heart of your Christian experience. Let me read it to you again. If you have trouble hearing God speak, you are in trouble at the very heart of your Christian experience. Wow. I'm talking about blunt. Why are we in trouble? What's he getting at? We're in trouble because if we don't hear the good shepherd speak, we don't know where he's going. We don't know what he wants us to do. We don't know how to follow. Just like the sheep, we don't know who to follow unless we hear his voice guiding us in our decisions, guiding us in our planning, guiding us in our purchases, guiding us in our life. So how do you know what God wants you to do unless you sense his voice guiding you? Perhaps there's somebody at your work that God wants you to talk with. Maybe God has someone he wants you to talk to at school. Maybe God wants to reveal to you where you've sinned so you'll confess it to him. Is there someone God wants you to show love and care to? Is he telling you to be in prayer for somebody? Is he laying somebody on your heart? Are you thinking about somebody so you can be praying for that person? Is he telling you about his will for your plans? His will for your decision? His will for your purchases? If we don't listen to and follow the voice of Jesus, well, we're eventually going to zig when Jesus wants us to zag. We're going to miss God's work around us because we're missing out on his voice. Now, I don't doubt that most of us know the Bible well enough to know what we're not supposed to do. We know that, right? Don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't covet your neighbor's stuff. But without hearing the voice of our shepherd, we won't know exactly how to or where to follow. You know, the majority of my life, I heard the voice of the Lord calling me to be a pastor. 15 years ago, my wife and I started coming to this church, and that voice only grew. It grew stronger and stronger. At that time, it did not make sense. Didn't even know why. Didn't even like to hear it. Now, I never heard an audible voice. I never saw a blinking light from the sky. Nothing earth-shattering. But I felt an inner tugging on my heart, an inner tugging on my soul. And the longer I resisted it, the stronger it became. And I finally realized that God was speaking to me. He had something that He wanted me to do. And to be honest, it wasn't what I wanted to do. I was perfectly content with being an operations manager. I was perfectly content doing my own thing. I didn't particularly feel like I had the gifts. Didn't have the skills to be a pastor. But eventually I knew I had to obey if I wanted to live in the center of God's will for my life. Was I going to leave my comfortable environment and start over in a field that I knew nothing about? Well, here I stand. Listen, following God's will always requires you to step out in faith and adjust your life to His. I'm going to say it again. Following God's will for your life will always require you to step out in faith. For one time in my life, I knew what God was saying to me. I wished I could say it was always been that way in my life. It's not. I don't always clearly know what God's saying to me, but I know that God's always speaking to me. He's always speaking to me. And I learn daily how to recognize His voice amidst the clutter of everything else that's trying to grab my attention. Unfortunately, there's no formula for hearing God's voice. Wish there was. There's no formula for hearing God's voice, because God is living. He is a living being and wants to be in a relationship with you. He wants to be related to. He's not a computer. Think about it. Wouldn't it be great if there was a formula for hearing God's voice? Right? Number one, get on your knees. Number two, pray the Lord's Prayer. Number three, wait 5 minutes. Number four, get your answer. Man, wouldn't that be awesome? If that was how it worked, then people would bypass the relationship and go straight to the formula. That's why there is no formula. Because God wants a relationship. And if that did happen, if there was a formula, then someone would write a book on their experience. They would make a millions and millions and millions telling everybody else how to copy this formula for their life. And God is not a formula. He is your Father who wants to be in a relationship with you. And I hate to tell you this, but God speaks to different people in different ways at different times. Notice in the Bible that God rarely chose to speak to the people in the very same way. Think about it. To Samuel, He spoke in a very small, still voice. To David, He spoke through a prophet. To Balaam, He spoke through a donkey. To Joseph, He spoke in dreams. And to many in the New Testament, He spoke through the Hebrew Bible. We should not think that God is going to speak to each of us the same way. And neither should we compare our ability to hear from God based on someone else's experience. Okay? Oh, wait a minute. I didn't hear God speak to me like that. I guess I'm not as good. Or maybe I'm doing it wrong. Nah. Just because someone else had a word or a prophecy or a vision doesn't mean that our experience of God is any less. Even though our Lord speaks to each person differently, there are some typical ways God communicates with us. Over the next few weeks, we're going to take a look at how God speaks to us. And He does so primarily through the Bible, through prayer, through our circumstances, and also through the church. Notice I said the church, not this church. The church, Christians. God can speak to you any way He wants, but those four areas is what we're going to take a look at over the next coming weeks. It's very important to recognize God's voice and be obedient. Why? Well, because God's voice always reveals something about Himself. God's voice will always reveal something about Himself, His game plan, and what He wants to do through you. Let's close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You that You have a game plan. And I thank You, Lord, it's not mine. Thank You that You're God. I'm not. And I thank You that You're in charge. I'm not. Thank You for Your will, Your perfect timing. Lord, I ask You that You continue to speak and help us to take the time to listen so we can hear it. Lord, I thank You so much for who You are and what You've done and what You're planning on doing. And I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. I was just sitting here thinking, you know, isn't it interesting how we spend millions and millions and millions of dollars on radio telescopes, pointing them in random directions in outer space, trying to catch a transmission or a signal from extraterrestrial life on another planet. All the while, we have God, the Creator of heaven and earth and that universe, speaking to us right here, right now. We don't need millions and millions and millions of dollars of equipment. We just need time and a willingness to learn to recognize God's voice. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to try to do just that. Learn how to recognize God's voice so it can help you with your planning, help Him with your decisions, help you with your purchases, but ultimately help you in your life. God bless. Have a great week. And see you next week. Thank you.